Geek Radio Daily for Monday, March the 31st, 2008. It is all your geek without the wait. I'm going to have a new phrase in 09. I'm going to have to because
really?
It don't rhyme anymore.
Sorry. I'm trying to be upbeat, but rainy days, Mondays,
do they always get you down?
Always.
Damn it. I'm sorry about
every
that.
Every time.
So we got to start working now on what's going to rhyme in 09.
Oh, okay.
All the geek, all the time in 09. I don't know.
Hey,
I
like that.
Something like that. Okay.
All the geek in less time.
Thank you for joining us again, kiddies, for yet another week of geeky goodness. As always, poised and ready to rock, ready to boogie. That there is super producer and co-host Billy Flynn.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
That's right. That's what we're here.
I am not a super producer. I really don't even know where the any key is on my keyboard. I keep looking. It's not there. I am just the co-host, Vicar.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Makes sense.
Wish that was the first time I'd heard that. However, yeah. I can't say that that's absolutely true.
No, you can't.
Ladies. All right, welcome to Monday, y'all. That means we are going to be talking about some box office results, of course. Geeky news, all the good stuff that we've been doing. First and foremost, before we even get into TV pages.
Right.
Couple of notes I want to talk about here. First of all, Requiem of the Outcast.
Yes.
One of the many fine programs produced by the patron saint of this here program.
Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Has released the episode, the famous $10 taco buffet episode.
Nice.
Guest starring Billy Flynn and the Vicar. So that's there. Requiem of the Outcast. Is it requiemoftheoutcast.com?
Yes,
I think it is too. Roto, he
it
does for short.
Is.
But anyway, that's there. We're going to have that in the feed.
Woo!
I do recommend that you go over and check out all of his programs. You can get it there,
good
too.
Good stuff there.
But if you want to do it immediately, just check your GRD feed.
We should
because
be there
we're going to
well.
Have that today, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, sweetness. We're going to have that because a lot of folks have been waiting to
along
hear about
with a new weekly show.
The Chirito. Yes, a new weekly show, GRD Weekly number 5, produced this weekend. That's already in your feed. Check out the goodness there and be prepared.
And stop right there. The whole episode is there.
Yeah, it's there now. Okay. We took care of the problem. GRD Weekly number 6, this weekend we're going to be talking John Hughes.
Yes,
you're
sir.
You're bloody well right.
Damn right we
you're
are.
You're bloody well right. Given that he is involved with what is out now that he wrote.
I don't know.
Or coming out.
Sorry, I didn't know that you were going to tie this to something modern and current.
I have forgotten it. I had it on the top of my
Doesn't
head. I'll
matter.
Bring it up tomorrow.
We're talking
anyway,
the Geek Foundation.
He has a movie that's out right now under a pseudonym, but it is him. So,
didn't know
there
that.
There you go. Yeah, either out or coming out. I'll have to look that up. Yeah. I guess
sounds good to me.
I was thinking if there was anything else.
Too
but
late.
I guess
you were
not.
Thinking
so,
too long,
enough
sir.
Housekeeping. TV
minutes.
Tonight, kiddies, a mini Seinfeld reunion. It's
what?
Just like Seinfeld, only smaller.
Oh.
They're going to be very small.
There's no soup for me?
No soup for you. Jason Alexander joins Julia Louis-Dreyfus for the third season finale of The New Adventures of Old Christine. Is it the third season already?
Yeah, because that first season where it was a mid-season replacement counts as a full season.
I don't get it. All right, that's fine.
That
anyway,
happens.
Jason Alexander plays Christine's gynecologist.
Oh.
So hilarity.
Must ensue.
Bound to ensue.
Tonight on USA, it's WWE Monday Night Raw.
Oh,
WrestleMania pay-per-view results. Who survived the triple threat match and is WWE champion? Well, you paid $40, didn't get to find out. Find out tonight for free.
That doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't.
I don't understand the
it's
whole pay-per-view racket.
I don't get it.
Makes
I don't get
no
it.
Sense to me.
Okay.
On ABC, it's Jive Time.
Ah!
Jive Dancing.
Come on, Jive Turkey. I speak jive.
Dancing with the Stars tonight on ABC. They will be jive dancing. And as a bonus, if you order now, the dancers will tango as well.
You jive, sucker.
No, seriously. I'm not okay. jiving you.
Tonight on Bravo, on Top Chef, one of the mini episodes, it's entitled tonight, Zoo Food.
Oh.
I can't wait to taste the lion scraps.
Taste the lion-y goodness. Or the lion-o goodness. You don't want to do that.
No. No,
he
God,
had the little
no.
short pants on, I guess.
Oh.
All right, I won't go there. Fox is showing New Amsterdam. I'm starting to tape these, but I still haven't gotten the first episode on the DVR, and I don't want to watch them until I can watch them in order.
All right, no doubt.
And I have a feeling I'd better hurry.
Yes, probably.
And watch the show while I can.
More than likely. Tonight on Disney Channel, the late, great Don Knotts, his last feature film is out. Chicken Little, out today on Disney.
But not Chicken George, which was going to be the sequel, but there was some...
God.
Now,
Ben Vereen didn't want to reprise his role.
It's not the same
which he
thing.
Didn't do for Next Generation.
AMC, American Movie Classics is showing Insomnia.
Ooh.
I love this movie. This has Robin Williams as the bad guy, or is he?
Oh, yeah, kind of thing.
And it's in Alaska. You got, it's Pacino, I think, in this, right? Al Pacino is the cop in Alaska, sort of a precursor to 30 Days of Night. He's freaking out, man, because it won't go dark.
Tonight on Turner Classic Movies, Basketball and Girls Occupy Three Teens in 1964 Chicago. It is Cooley High, which is what What's Happening was based off of.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Well, how about Cooley High Harmonies from Boyz II Men?
Ooh, even better.
How about that? FX is showing Terminator 3.
I liked Terminator 3. You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I liked it. It's not a James Cameron film, no, but it is a worthy it carries the storyline on just fine.
I haven't picked up Terminator 2 on DVD yet, and I don't know why, because it's like $5.50 at Target.
You should.
For
it's
the good. Big two-disc, everything on it, and I probably should own it.
That I paid $20-25 for back
exact
in the day.
Amundo.
Spike TV's got Kill Bill Volume 1, followed by Volume 2.
Oh!
So you get the whole
like
story
Like House
there,
Party
sir.
2 and House Party 3.
You know what I'm saying. Right. But if we're watching anything tonight, we're probably flipping it over to Lifetime Television for women, because a prosecutor may have been the intended target of a killer.
What a twist!
Just a shocker. Dana Delaney and Billy Burke face Final Jeopardy.
Oh! You scare me a little with those titles.
As long as
sometimes.
It's not about our Argentinian authors,
Hit
I'm
me
fine.
Those things.
Hit
you
me!
You don't want any Argentinian authors.
No,
no, that
no,
would
baby.
Be a bad thing. All right, quick look at the mailbag.
It's here! Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Do it.
All right. Hey, Vicar, could you persuade... You notice they always talk to me.
That's because you're the one begging to be talked to.
That's actually true.
That's what it is.
I desperately want email. It's sad how little email we get. God,
it validates
no love.
My existence.
No love for the geeks.
What are you going to do?
All right. Hey, Vicar, could you persuade some of your Slovenian fans to sign up on the boards? That would be the forums over at geekradiodaily.com.
Right.
And vote, on the Where Are You From thread.
Ooh,
we have a thread there.
We do.
As he says, I'm feeling increasingly ronery as the only European on the board.
Aww.
Love. Lars.
Aww.
So
help Lars out. Look, Slovenian people, could you get together, maybe plan a day trip to the big city where they actually have the intertubes or whatever?
Oh, dude, that's just
No, they have to have the internet because they're downloading the show.
I know they are.
So,
but I think he means not just Slovenians, just everybody.
Okay.
If you're not from America, get on the daggone boards because
he's
feeling lonely.
Because, there's Canadians, but that's really America light.
That's really just the 51st
right.
state.
I mean, exactly.
We understand that. That's all right. Sorry, Chris. All right, being Monday, it is, in fact, the day to talk about box office results. We've also got geek news coming up on this here Monday, March 31st, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
You've entered the twisted mind of Scott Sigler. You've descended into the inner darkness of Phil Rossi. Now, journey into the imagination of T. Morris. This is Moravi Remastered. The world's first podcast novel, reimagined with a new soundtrack, restored scenes, and the voice talents of Philippa Ballantyne, Christiana Ellis, and George Harab. And the podcast continues in the fall of 2008 with Legacy of Moravi. And in 2009 with an original podcast anthology, The Dragon Clan of Moravi. A project so sweeping in scope. An adventure so epic in scale. It takes two ballsy voiceover professionals to cut the promo. Moravi Remastered. Pirates. Ninjas. And one hell of a good time. Subscribe at www.moravi.net. And enjoy the ride.
Geek Radio Daily, Monday, March 31st, 2008. Billy Flynn and the Vicar flying at you, coming at you like... I don't actually have one today.
Jetson cars?
Coming at you like Jetson cars with ethanol in them or something.
All the world's corn
I
right
don't
there.
Know. All right, did you go see anything this weekend, Billy Flynn?
Did,
you mentioned
sir.
You were gonna.
I did. I went to see Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Oh, good.
Shall
the
we...
Simon Pegg picture?
Yes, indeed. Shall we talk about it as we discuss... How much cash got brought in this
Let's
weekend?
Let's talk about the fat cash.
Well, coming in number five was a Drillbit Taylor. That's the Owen Wilson movie where some kids hire him to come beat up the bullies at school or whatever.
Written by the subject of next week's GRD Weekly, John Hughes.
Really?
That was the one.
That was
I'd forgotten it until I saw it. It's written under a pseudonym that I forget. He writes a lot of stuff under pseudonyms, but that, sir, the Drillbit Taylor, that is a John Hughes joint.
Wow, $5.8 million, down 43% from last week. Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns, last week's number two, making $7.7 million, which for them
I
is
I know I drank
fine.
A little too much over the weekend, and on Sunday, midday,
you met the Browns.
I did. I have to admit that, yeah.
Number three was superhero movie. It was not number one.
Gah.
It was
well,
not
at least it wasn't number one, I know, but just, somebody spent $9.5
million
to go and see this
million.
Dollars.
Number two was last week's number one, Horton Hears a Who, coming in at $17 million, only dropped 30%, which nowadays is not bad for attendance. Number one,
no, that's
of course,
not too bad. We're going to go see it this week. I'm going to take the girls to see it this weekend.
There you go. Number one was the movie 21, and of course, my movie Run, Fat Boy, Run was number 13, making $2.390 million.
I was going to say, I don't even see that junk in the top 10.
Yeah, it's not in the top 10 at all. It's only, it was a $10 million budget. It made $2.3 million.
Well, Shudder came in at number 6. That's down 49% in week number 2, I believe. Is
week
that right?
Numbers. Yeah, yeah. Shudder's been out 2 weeks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 10,000 BC coming in at number 7, made $4.875 million.
Still hasn't made its budget back.
No, it hasn't.
It's $105 million budget. It's made $84 million total, almost 85. Call
Stop
it 85.
Stop Loss is new this week. Yes. Only made $4.5 million, but then again, not a blockbuster. Wasn't trying to be.
Budget was 25, so we'll see if it's got legs.
College Road Trip at number 9, still in the top 10 4 weeks in, down 25%, made $3.5 million. The Bank Job.
Yeah.
I know they were looking for better on week by week 4 of The Bank Job. Again, not a huge budget, but I think they were looking at it being steadier than this. $2.8 million for The Bank Job.
Did you notice that this week 10,000 BC is being shown on 400 less theaters?
No, I did not notice that, although I'm not even remotely surprised. So there you go.
But no, Run, Fat Boy, Run. By all means, that's a good 7.5 pants easily. Michael Ian Black wrote the screenplay along with Simon Pegg. It's fantastic. David Schwimmer, heck of a director. Who knew?
I started watching the Friday Night Lights TV show on DVD, first season, which is one of my wife's big shows. She loves it, so I've missed most of them. So I started watching the first two last night.
No, so, what's wrong with you? You're crazy.
I know. All right, you want to delve into geeky news, sir?
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's delve. It's just a good verb. I like that word.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
All right, IGN. Further details emerging about the forthcoming Gears of War movie.
What?
According to ComingSoon.net, producer Wick Godfrey. It's a great name. Says they got a script on, they got a director they're about to attach, and hopefully aiming for summer of 2010. So you're a big Gears of War fan. There you go. The movie's coming, sir.
Yes. Joss Whedon's new show, the long-awaited one we've been talking about, called Dollhouse, is coming up on Fox. It stars actress Eliza Dushku as a woman named Echo, who is part of an elite group of people known as Dolls. They're humans who have had their personalities wiped clean so they can be imprinted with any number of new personas, making them perfect undercover operatives for dangerous assignments. And answer, and I'm going to screw his name up, also cast on there is Tamah Pinnicket, who plays Hilo on Battlestar Galactica, on a Joss Whedon show. So geeks everywhere are just like, oh my god!
From RPG news, some RPG releases I'll mention. Robotech RPG from Palladium. FGU's first new release in years, Aftermath Technology. Also from Ars Magica, Art and Academy, and the new Tunnels and Trolls. But I'm interested in, first of all, Axis and Allies, North Africa miniatures, and some brand new Star Wars miniatures.
Ooh.
Yes, that's right. Legacy of the Force. Some new Star Wars miniatures coming at you. Also, an Age of Steam expansion map pack. It's from Noble Knight Games over at NobleKnight.com.
Wow. Okay, some interesting news on the Justice League movie. First off, according to CinemaBlend.com, the name of the actual film is Justice League Is Mortal, which is a dumb name if it's true. But I'm hoping that all of this is rumors, because rumored, apparently, this is someone who overheard a star talking. Allegedly, Adrian Brody told some lady while they're up in Canada that Hayden Christensen has been cast as Superman.
Wow.
Now, that better be a rumor.
I know.
Better be a rumor.
Speaking of Superman from Dark Horizons, the film and TV future of comics' most iconic hero looks to be in doubt now that a landmark decision was made last week in the ongoing legal battle over copyright of the Superman character. Jerry Siegel sold rights of the character to DC back in 1937 for $130. Siegel had long planned to redress the fact that he had gotten so little, but he died in 96. Now, in 1999, Siegel's heirs terminated the earlier copyright arrangement under a 1976 law, and now a federal judge ruled last week that they were entitled to claim a share of the U.S. copyright. Can you imagine how much that represents?
More money than I can even imagine in my head.
Bottom line, Warner is expected to appeal, of course, so nothing yet at the moment. But if that fails, the studio may owe the Siegels a significant profit share of any domestic revenue generated by the property from 1999 onward, namely the $200 million in U.S. box office generated by Superman Returns.
Ooh.
Also means the rights to the character may revert to the Siegels in 2013.
Oh.
That puts a crimp in plans for not only the Superman sequels, but the Justice League franchise as well.
Wow.
Keep your eye on that, geeks, because that's going to be interesting.
Hey, you got $10,000 hanging around?
I don't, sir. Why?
If you did, sir, the moon could now be your final resting place.
Reach for the moon.
You could buy yourself some grave spots on the moon.
Plenty of room.
Absolutely. It's a company. They're starting it up. It's costing about $10,000. Calista's president, Charles Schaefer, said his company reached an agreement with Odyssey Moon Limited and Astrobotic Technology to attach capsules containing cremated remains onto robotic lunar landers.
Wow.
So, yeah, you'd have a grave with a view.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, groovy. That's a good news day, sir. A lot of good stuff. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. We want to see you there, and we want email. Email us at podcast@, or individually, Billy Flynn@, Vicar@, or TheBruce@, geekradiodaily.com.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.